Recorded from the Oklahoma State University Stillwater campus, this is the Inside OSU podcast. Here are your hosts, Megan Robinson and First Cowboy Darren Shrum.
Welcome in to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Megan Robinson, joined again by my co-host, Darren Shrum. And today on the show, we have women's softball coach, Kenny Gajewski, coming off a win last night. Thank you for being here.
Of course.
We appreciate it.
It's always great to be around you two, so I'm excited to be here and have a little talk.
Coach, you guys are 25-2 right now, I think. Is that something?
We have two losses. That's all I know. two losses. We've lost twice. I think maybe 22-21-2, somewhere in there, but off to a good start.
You're currently ranked number two in the country. In the preseason polls, you were two or three, depending on which one you looked at. And we spoke before the season, and I asked if you were surprised by that. And you said a little bit because we're not this blue blood program. Right. How are you feeling about that now?
Well, I mean, I still stand by what I said. I mean, you know, we haven't won a national title here. And that really is, in the outside world, what defines you. In the inside here on our campus, I don't think that people define us like that. They're more invested. They're more aware of what's going on. They're more just in tune with our great kids. And so, I felt like early on we should be ranked high. I mean, we have a really good team back, led by a really good pitching staff. And now when you see some of our hitters that are starting to do some things, and especially some really young ones, I think people's eyes are wide open.
Well, you picked up like 14 new girls, right? And so I think I knew every kid's name last year on the team and the teams before, and I'm still learning most of the girls. And Kenny kept telling me how good they were, and I'm like, how do you really know? You got 14 new kids, right? Gosh, after that first few days in Mexico, it's just been on fire ever since. Just kind of everybody gelled. And I do have to back up to the win last night. So I'm a Purple Bear, right? That's where I played college football at UCA. So they beat them, and there was a little purple. Did you get a chance to see the football field at all?
I did not.
It's purple and gray. It's the craziest looking thing you've ever seen. But anyway, so I was glad you guys won. And I was great. It looked like there was a huge crowd there.
There was a big crowd. You know, not quite as big as when Arkansas will come now that they're playing again. But still a really big crowd for a Wednesday night, church night for most folks. Sure. And it was really cool to see, and we needed that. We didn't come out very hot. We warmed up very poorly. I was really upset in our warm-up, the way our focus was not there, and it showed in the first two innings, and then we kind of got on track.
Well, what's crazy is, so even my college football coach, he was there last night with his wife, and they said they had orange on. So they came up, started coming up, because they love OSU now, and she loves softball. Her name's Marcia Keppel. And so she keeps telling me, she goes, I can't wait, Darren, just have me up. Last two seasons, we've been in the World Series, right? And she's been a huge fan. She goes, I've been watching OSU because you and Casey, right? And now she says, absolutely love it. And so she goes, I will be rooting for the Cowgirls tonight whenever y'all come to town.
That is great.
So you had UCA grads rooting for the Cowgirls last night. So
pretty cool.
Was good. So,
I'll take it.
Yeah, it was fun.
You made a lot of changes after last season, added 14 new players, added some new coaches. Does this year feel different to you?
In the fall, it was different. Now that we're playing games and we're in this normal routine, there's some new things because I'm learning people's personalities. I'm learning kind of how they are in stress. And they're way better than me, so that's good. I need some calmness around me. I tend to get a little uptight at times, and so I know that. So I want to put people with some emotional strength around me because it just is going to help me. It's new in a way because it's a new journey. Every season is a new journey, and it's probably why I love to do a coach. I think it's maybe the one thing in coaching that I just love is every year, you don't know the road you're going to go down. You're at the mercy of where this team is going to take you. And it's really not my job to dictate where that is. It's my job to kind of give them some honest feedback. I'm going to do that here today with about five of my kids that think they're having really good years. And I still think they're underachieving for what they could do. And I want them to hear that. I think I owe that to them. So, as far as new, Yeah, it's new. We're only 23, 4, 5 games in, which is almost halfway, but it's going to slow down here, which is nuts. I love new. I love change, if it's good change. I think it's healthy. I think it's when people are willing to adapt or change or evolve, I think that's when you get around great people. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always be who you've always been. And right. I don't want to be that. I want to evolve.
The greatest thing I was noticing this past weekend when they played Florida State. So Casey and I were able to make the cold game on Friday night and the got colder game on Saturday. And
got colder game.
We were in Texas on Sunday, so we missed that. But you know, people will talk about why is the program different, and I was sitting there talking to a couple people that why was a Florida State person sitting there. And I'm like, well, if you watch before the game, how much fun our girls have. They're out playing hacky sack. There was a soccer ball out in left field, and Florida State girls are just standing over there in a circle. You know, nobody's really having fun. And I think that's the difference, that you allow them to be themselves till it's time to walk on the mound, right? And they just change. It's like, whoop, business, let's go. And they still have fun, too, when they get hits. I mean, I love all the little crazy stuff they do and all that. But I think that's what separates you from 99% of the other clubs that we play. They just don't seem like they have fun, right? And I think you allow them to do that. And he's also, Kenny, I've known him enough to know that he will call him on things. And so it's interesting. I'd be curious to what five girls it was. But that's none of my business. None of my business.
2 o'clock.
None of my business. But, you know, it's all good. So, but I'm sure they'll take it in stride. And
yeah.
So I will tell you something. You're talking about discipline, right? So in the Florida State game, I think it was our first baseman, and she didn't go to second on the hit. So Kenny's standing across from third base. In case not, it was about a minute, and you're just, and she's not making eye contact with you. Shippy's probably not making eye contact with you either. So we had a break or something. She walks over, and I'm pretty sure you ripped her a little bit, and she never slowed down at first the rest of the game. I mean, every time she was like, she will never make that mistake again. And, you know, and it was just something that, and she's not the fastest girl, but she's got great power and all that. And I just thought it was funny because Casey and I were kind of laughing. She goes, that girl will never stop at first base ever again.
No, and it is though, like after last year, like part of the reason that I wanted change is because I felt like I was not keeping people accountable like I should. There's a really fine line in coaching that I've been able to watch and then now be a part of as being a head coach. And that fine line is, when I got here, I didn't have any trouble to motivate kids. We weren't that talented, period. We were a bunch of kids that wanted to play and wanted to be at OSU, but we were not talented like we are now. Now we're starting to get these quote unquote blue chip five star kids. They need a different motivation. It's always been easy. And so when they get punched in the face, they don't always know how to respond. So a kid like you're talking about is Mikayla Wark. Mm-hmm. This kid can shatter every record at OSU, period. She could be atop every offensive category, maybe not average, even though she's hitting almost 500 right now. That's probably not going to be real for her. But home runs, RBIs, doubles, walks, like this kid could do it all. And she got a little bit of a lazy bone. And I'm just trying to break that out of her, because the cowgirl way, which we've talked about in the past and may talk about again, it's relentless, it's excellence, it's passionate, and not running hard to first is not any of those, and that's not what represents us. And so now I've got this frame that I can go to and go, hey, it's not the cowgirl way. You're not meeting the standard. And here it's not about meeting the standard, it's about exceeding it. It's about raising the standard. And so it just takes time. And so I was upset at her. I just told her, I said, that's not acceptable. And a couple of years ago, I probably wouldn't have said anything. I've learned that those kids need discipline too. I need it. They need it. All of us do. Discipline is good. It's healthy. And it's, as long as it's done right, it's very, it's got a lot of juice behind it.
There's also a difference between not being a good player and not reaching your potential. And what I'm hearing from you is that you don't think these five women or Mikayla are bad. They're just not playing up to their standard, which I think is incredible for a coach to recognize. It's like, you see that potential. And I think that is so important. So how important is the cowgirl way and discipline and going hard every single rep, every single at bat to your coaching methodologies within the program?
Well, I think it's number one. I you know, like, these kids told me that they want to win a national title. I didn't tell them that. I said, tell me what you want to do. And then we can hold you accountable to that, whatever it is. We want to win the final game. Okay, well, this isn't cutting it. Like, we're chasing one team. There is one team that we're chasing. And when I watch them, it's relentless. And that's what we're going to be. Otherwise, I'm going to go to the next kid. Like, it's not personal at all, but you told me what you wanted. So it's my job now to hold you accountable and to remind you that's not the standard. That's not the way we do it here. That's not the cowgirl way. And so those 4 to 5 kids I'm going to talk to today, they're all having great years. But I'm watching them going, if you want everything that you want, because I want them to be a little selfish too. I want them to want to be an All-American. I want them, you know, to be All-Conference. I want them to want to be the pitcher of the year and the hitter of the year and all this stuff. But, like, those people that win those awards, they don't let up. They don't miss pitches. They just do things right every day, every time.
I think, you know, kids like that, and my kids are on a much lower level, just in little league and high school and stuff, and they'd come home and complain about the dad, you know, or the coach yelling at them. And I'm like, well, you need to be worried when they stop talking to you and quit yelling at you, because then they're through with you. So hopefully these girls, I'm sure they're just super driven. You can see it in their face. You can see it in their eyes, and they'll probably take that and run with it because, you know, girls like that are, and athletes in general, if you're motivated like that, you thrive off of that kind of, you know, holding you to a different standard. And they'll either, like you said, rise up or fall by the wayside, you know, and you go on to the next person because it's like 33. I love it when she comes up because you just don't have a place for her to hit more than she does. Yeah. And she's a phenomenal hitter. I mean, she just has so much power, but he's like 15 deep in hitters, and it's hard to get, you know.
Well, she started last night.
Oh, she did.
Got a big – I sat Morgan Wynn last night to kind of reset her.
Sure.
Because she'd been kind of getting locked up some. Sure. And so I started Katie Lott. She had a huge – RBI double, two RBI doubled. What it wasn't hit great,
right,
but the
at
bat was outstanding for a freshman. And then Morgan Wynn pinch hits late and hits a big home run.
I saw the home run.
And
yeah,
so
was awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I've got a senior who I sat and I told her, I said, hey, look, for the game, you haven't lost your job. I just need you to reset. Yeah. I need you to get back in green mode, not red mode. We're not in stop mode. We're in go mode. And she just looked at me and said, yes, sir. She pinch hit, hits a bomb. And I was like, man, that was probably as exciting and heartwarming for me as anything. Because here's a kid who handles whatever you want to call it. She got benched for one night. Okay. She handles that, comes up, didn't pout, comes up and has that kind of an at-bat. That's the kind of kids I want to coach.
And she's a special kid. So Casey and I met her the first summer you were recruiting her. And, you know, she came up and had a great fall and then just couldn't hit the ball in the spring.
Yeah.
And she set last year, you know. And it was – so I was so excited to see her this fall. And I think that was like her fifth home run. And but, you know, she just keeps her good attitude. And she's a fifth year, I guess. Is she a fifth year?
She's a grad.
Yeah. And so – and got a great future outside of softball and all that. Maybe softball further, I don't really know. But she's just a good kid. And it's – and I'm sure she's internally motivated. So that hurts, you know, even though
– it does.
It's, I'm not taking your position, but – you know, you're going to sit. And there's nothing worse than sitting on the bench and watching, like, somebody, you know, like people say, I'm a great teammate. If I'm a quarterback, right, and I'm competing, I want your job, dude. I don't really care.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I might pat you on the back, but deep down, I wish you'd hurt your ankle, right? Because I need to get in, right? And I mean, if they're not really thinking that deep down, then they're really not the guy,
That's great. Or
the girl, right?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, anyway, so you just, like you said, you Kenny does a great job, right? Because I'm very skeptical, right? I tell Casey I'm a realist. She goes, no, you're kind of negative. I'm like, no, I'm a realist, right? And Kenny, he does things, and I'm like, and it just always works out. And I'm thinking, that's why he's the coach, right? And so Kenny, we kind of had this running thing last year, right, about it was over second baseman. It was over second baseman, and it was kind of John and I, the pitching coach, were kind of talking about it, and I said, I don't know why Kenny's pulled her or whatever, or hitting right field, right field and second base. And anyway, and so, of course, it always worked out because Kenny always made the right call. But, you know, I was critiquing from the sideline. But anyway.
Darren's that helicopter parent who doesn't even have a kid on the team.
Armchair quarterback.
Yeah.
Armchair quarterback.
You love it, man. You got to love softball. It's you know, it's growing so much. It's just unbelievable. And the love for it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just really good, so.
We talked about the cowboy way. The other sort of saying that you have within your program is all one. What does that mean?
Well, all one is a saying that our girls came up with. Last year, we had a unique when we were at Broken Bow. It's usually where we kind of set the team motto and things like that. And last year's was really cool. Like, each class had their own one. So, like, one was the time is now. You know what I mean? And it just kind of played off of those. And so... This year, when we went to Broken Bow to really kind of do some team building and team bonding, a couple of my older kids said, "Hey, we're not doing the four of these things anymore. It was too much separation." And we never meant it to be like that, but that's what it morphed into. And so it's lessons learned, right? You got to just learn and just say, "Okay, that was a great deal." But again, this is them coming to me saying, "Hey, we're going to be all one." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And I was just like, so I didn't know that all one was actually going to be what they were going to do. And then the next morning when we came back to their cabin, they did this presentation on all one. And I was like, oh, wow, they're really like they're going to use all one. And I was like, this is perfect, because with 14 newcomers, probably 7 or 8 freshmen, 6 transfers, you better be all one. And I think the real story about this team, in my mind, is the young kids, the freshmen, and some of the new kids. It's the story to me because we have created this really prideful program, like internally prideful. And that's part of why I need to have this talk with a few of these kids here today, right? Because our pride can get in our way of what's reality. And so... I am so grateful to these older kids because they, from day one, have been all one and have welcomed these young kids and have made it okay for these young kids to fight for a spot. A lot of times you get older kids that try to really suppress the younger kids. And then those younger kids remember that when they're seniors. And then it's just this vicious cycle of not very healthy. And so I've just always wanted everybody to coach the person next to you, okay? Like they're trying to get your job. Like that's what it is. Like don't worry about it. Just coach them to take your job. And if you do that in a great way, you really coach them, the confidence that you'll exude, the way you'll play, that kid will never take your spot. And you will be at a level that is so good because you're so confident to coach somebody who's just as talented as you to help them get better. And now our cycle's the other way. It's very healthy. And it's this culture of I'm going to help you be good so that you can help the next kid be good and understand what that looks like and how that feels. Because it's hard as a freshman. And it's hard for a regular student on our campus to move out of the house, move in a dorm with people you don't know, not have somebody there to remind you to do all your stuff and to wake up and get your laundry done and plan ahead and do all this stuff. So it's like, we need help. We really need help. It's part of what makes Oklahoma State what Oklahoma State is. We have that here. But we still can't take it for granted. So the story, you know, to me is just these older kids that have enabled these young kids to do what they're doing right now. It's really kind of cool.
I think that the perfect example of that, and I was just watching it, and I think it was Clearwater, but when Kyra Adcock got her first win, the girls, I mean, she's a freshman, small town America, right?
Small town America.
And it was Kenny and I had kind of discussion about her that, you know, the girls really just wrapped their arms around her. When she won that game, they absolutely went crazy. I mean, for her, every kid, the pitch. I mean, I think
they love her.
Kilfoyle and I think Kelly were the first two out there, and probably Ivy, you know, just to hug her, and you know, and that's just a perfect example of what you're talking about. And I'm sure, and that girl, what's 5-1 or 5-0 or 6-0 or something like
I don't think she's lost yet,
and she's phenomenal.
Big 12 pitcher of the week.
And she's just like, you guys will laugh at this, but her nickname is Goober. Like I call her that. That's my name to her.
Mayberry, North Carolina.
And I call her Goobs all the time. And it's like, and she just, when I call her that, she just smiles. And the girls, the way they treat her is so incredible because she says some things that a freshman would say. She's naive. She doesn't really understand a lot of things. She's probably smarter than what we think. You know, she does very well in class, and she's an engineering major, so she's very bright.
Okay.
And she's crushing school. Yeah. It's just, it's cool, and you are right. And that's what it's all about,
sure.
And that's what we've tried to create here, and not just in 1 year. It's taken 8 years, and it's not over. Like, we can't stop that. Once we stop doing that and think we're okay, we made it, we're in trouble.
Well, our coach used to tell us, you know, he'd rather have a bunch of tryhards and prima donnas all the time because it's about that unit, right?
Yeah.
Well, Kenny doesn't really have prima donnas, but he's got a lot of great athletes too. But they just all come together. And a lot of times you don't see that. They don't bond. You can always see individuals on different teams, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever. And that's just something you don't see in your program. And like you said, I haven't really – I mean, it seemed like it's always been pretty good, but you're there every day. And so – but it just seems like it's working to a T. It seems like it's working perfectly. Yep. So.
One of my favorite things about you, Coach, is how much responsibility you put on your players. You constantly say, it's not my team, it's their team. It's not my dream, it's their dream. However, you've also won a national championship, so you know what it takes to be a winner. How do you use that knowledge to help them achieve the goals that they're setting for themselves before a season?
It's a great question, and I can practice what I'm going to tell my kids here today. And this is what I laid in bed last night from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. thinking about, knowing that I needed to have this talk. And what you just said is exactly what I'm going to go to them. Trusting your coaches is the most paramount thing you can do. We have to earn that. Like, I don't know any other way. Like, you can't buy it. You don't just get it. You have to earn it. And I am, for the first time in my head coaching career, today, I'm going to tell some of these kids, I actually do know what it takes to win the final game. I've been a part of 3 teams at this level who've done that. And it's crazy. And it's not always fun. It's actually kind of lonely. It's work done unseen. It's attention to detail. It's focus, it's relentless, it's excellent, it's passionate, it's all of this stuff. And the way you're going right now, we can get back to OKC. And if that's what you want to do, is to get back to OKC, I'll stop this talk now. If you really want to win the final game, I need you to understand me. I do know what it takes. I've seen it. I've been a part of it. I've helped staffs do it. I've been a part of it as a player. So this is where I'm at. Like, I'm not, this isn't like, hey, you're not playing well. This is like, hey, you're missing opportunities and things that you can control. And I just don't want them to look back when they're my age and go, I shoulda, woulda, coulda. That's one thing that I have, and I'm lucky because I was taught by some great baseball guys. I have zero regrets. I have nothing that I look back on. When I played my last game, I was in Wichita, Kansas, in a summer league, and I was driving my Volkswagen Jetta back to the back to Norman, where I was at. And I remember my cleats were sitting right next in the passenger seat, and I threw them out the window, and I said, "It's over." Like, and I feel great. Like, I have nothing left to give, and I just don't want some of these kids who have done so much here to not be able to throw their cleats out and just, that's all I got.
What's the difference between good and great, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's where, and they're really good right now. And
yeah,
like you say, they've got to be great, right?
Yeah.
Because like you said, OU is relentless. I mean,
yeah,
and we're getting closer every day. And I think they feel that down there as
they
well.
They know that.
They do. And so, you know, it's like I've been around people on this campus that are past, you know, Matt Holliday. I've worked out with him, right? He's a difference between good and great, right? He just doesn't quit, right?
It's crazy.
And he's 43 years old.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he's so successful in MLB because, and you meet people like that, right? That's your attitude towards this whole thing is it's, there's a difference in being good and being great. And a lot of people just accept being good, right? Because that's easier and you still get recognized, but to be great, then you're an elite. Then it sets you apart. And so that's obviously where you're trying to get to, but yeah.
Something that really stuck with me too about the last time we spoke, Coach, was how we were talking about preseason rankings and you're like, we don't have anything that anybody wants. We don't have the trophies that another school south of us has. Have you sort of carried that lesson over to this team, or are you more focused on your game and what they can do and the difference between the good and the great?
I mean, you know,
we do have a Big 12 trophy.
We do. We don't have the trophy. We're in search of the championship trophy, right? And yes. And we do have a lot of nice trophies in our facility through our history. But you know, I think the way I would explain or try to answer your question is, you know, we moved up to number two. Nobody in our office is talking about it. We didn't even address when we were ranked 2 and 3 to start the year. Again, I go back to last year, and we were ranked in the top 5 or 6 to start the season for the first time. I don't remember exactly where it was, but it was the highest preseason ranking that we had ever had. And I think we all got caught up in that. Like, oh, we made it. God, we got they finally think we're good to start the year. We didn't have to go prove it on the field. They think we're good. And you start going, whew. And that's when you go let down. Because like anything, like I'm in this fight right now. Not a fight, but I'm in this with Darren and KCC both. We're trying to raise money to build a stadium. But we can win right over here. Like, we're doing that. And what gets people in trouble is when you start getting more focused on a stadium and getting the stadium because you think it's going to solve all of your problems. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's what they deserve. It's what we need in the long run. But getting that is not going to change who I am when I wake up. Okay, winning a national title is not going to change me. I'm still going to be losing my hair back here, fat, out of shape. It's not going to change me. It just means we won one.
And you'll be looking for number two.
That's right. And it goes on that. So we're not – we still don't have anything that anybody truly wants. And I'm not worried about everyone. I'm worried about one team. I'm worried about the best team in the country the last 10 years. That's it. I don't care about anybody else. That's who we're trying to go after. That's the standard. We're trying to not meet it. We're trying to exceed it. And so until we get that, then I'm going to have to get coached up again on how to handle that. But like as a head coach. But I'd rather be the hunter than the hunted. When I came here, one of my best friends, who's the head coach at the University of Florida, Tim Walton, he told me, enjoy this. This will be the funnest times of your coaching. Because once you get to the top, and he told me, he goes, you're getting there. Once you get there, it's different. It's not as much fun. And I hope I'm able to help him, because he's won two, been to OKC a bunch of times. I've been part of that. I hope I can help him kind of get that fire back too. Like not like he's lost fire, but that little edge that you need to remember that, hey, we're still hunting. You know what I mean? We're not being hunted. We're not running. We're still hunting. And so, you know, that's where I'm at on that.
I want to play for you. I'm like fired up right now. I have no eligibility left, but if I did, I'd be walking onto your squad.
We'll take you. We'll take you.
Let me go over and have batting practice.
Yeah.
They allowed me to do that once.
Oh, yeah, Darren. Whew. Yeah, it was good.
If you want
yeah.
your girls to feel good about themselves, put me in a batting cage because I will not hit a thing.
That's great.
I retired from softball at 8. It was
at 8? Yeah.
Not for me.
It's a hard game.
It is a hard game. And then all the girls that I'd play with would be like playing in the dirt, and I'm super competitive. So I'm like, what are you doing? And you know, after like 6 pitches, if you don't hit it, you get the tee. And I'm like, I don't want the tee. I want you to pitch to me.
Yeah.
So softball was not for me, but
it's a hard one, a round ball and a round bat.
Yeah. But I would love to play for you is my point.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
So I know we're getting farther along in the interview, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say this about Kenny and his program. And so the thing that I love about what Coach Gusky's doing is that you talk about this oneness, right? And great coaches have a oneness with their team. They know their players. They have a relationship with their players. They know what they're thinking. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing on and off the field. And I know you have a little bit smaller group, but still you have close to 30 kids, right?
Yeah, 25.
And I think that's the thing that really helps you to stand out. And I just want to say thank you for that, because that leadership shows that's why you're producing what you're producing. That's why people love you. That's why people want to play for you all over the world, right? Or all over the United States. That's why the fan base is standing room only, and it was 50 degrees and felt like 30 because the wind was blowing, right? And that's why people are coming out. And that couldn't be done without your leadership and the coaching staff that you've put around that says, you know what, we are one, and I'm gonna know these girls. I'm going to know everything about them, because it just helps them, and they appreciate that, and they'll never forget you. You know, it's just such a great example, and thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that, and I it's really what I do, try to work hard, you know, to be and it's not something I dreamt up myself. Most everybody that knows me knows I played at OU. Mm-hmm. And I got the opportunity to come up to Stillwater to play against OSU. And it was not always fun. It was never fun, to be very honest. It was, you knew you're going to be in for a fight. You knew the stands were going to be full. You knew they were coming after you from the first pitch. And so when I had the opportunity to get this job, I was like, this is me. Like, this actually fits me. I love my time at OU. And there's a part of my body over here that loves OU. It's a small part. Okay. But it's there. I can't change that. I don't want to change that. It's part of what made me who I am today. So I'm not ashamed to say that, but I will tell you that this is more my style. These are my people. And I've told our girls from day one, if you'll trust us over time and just buy into what we're doing and what we're trying to show you, you'll be successful. I can't tell you how successful, but success is this broad term. And all the people here want to see, okay, these are all hardworking people that pay their money to come sit their butts in the stands. They're OSU family. They most likely went to school here, or somebody went to school here. They are OSU people. And so when they invest their funds to come watch you play, the only thing that we owe them is our best. We owe them our best. Smile, have a blast, say hi, do those things. Make an impact on people and kids, because that's what this will be. And if you'll start that with Team One, we can have what we now have with Team Eight. And it's this crazy atmosphere. It's one of the best environments in college softball. A fan base that just keeps growing. We're out of seats. We don't have room. But it's crazy. And so I appreciate you saying that, but I think it in the end, it's how we're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. It's probably the one thing why I'm glad I'm a softball coach, not a basketball or the football coach. I think you can lose sight of who you are and what you're trying to do, because people put you on this pedestal, and softball, no, people care, but they really don't care. You know, that's how I always look at it. I always tell everybody, when I go to bed at night, I remind myself, I'm just a softball coach. Just take care of your kids, do your deal. I just watched this crazy 30 for 30 on ESPN about Bobby Knight, and it showed how he gained all this power and how it turned him into the devil in a way. Like, it was crazy. And I just sat there and was like, man, I'm glad I coached softball, because you just get these, some of these guys get bigger than life, and they can't handle it. They're not prepared to handle that, and they lose sight of what's important. And what's important is reminding these kids to do things right every day, and winning is just a byproduct of that. Instead, once you get this power, and the more power that you get is because you win, you only think about winning, and then that tends to make you make bad decisions and say things you shouldn't say and do things you shouldn't do.
You know, the great thing too, I mean, you win a lot, right? But the impact in the girls that you're graduating, that are leaving, they're pre-med kids, they're engineering kids, they're getting their master's degrees. I mean, and the impact that you'll have on them, and you're just creating greatness for their generation, right? And their kids, because they're learning that for good example. And a lot of times we don't see the best examples, you know, in the world, right, or around us. And so that's another thing. So these 25, 30 girls you're impacting year after year, It's just creating, you know, you, they say, always say you can change things one person at a time, and you're doing it 1 year at a time by a team. And it's just, you probably don't realize what kind of impact you have on those kids. I mean, you know, I mean, if you really think about it, you go, because they're always going to look back. Well, when I played for Coach G, it was this, this, or that, you know, and that's the way they're going to guide, and that'll be the standard for them for the rest of their life. And so it's just awesome to watch it. It's awesome to watch your success. It's awesome to watch them have fun because it's a game. Right.
Still a game.
And I get way bent out of shape about a game, right? But it's what makes it fun, right? I might have said something to him the other night because I was watching one of his games. Well, it was Florida State whenever we're down, right? And my adrenaline, my heart's pounding, all that. I'm like, well, that's why you're here. You're not here to see a blowout. You're here to see a game, yeah. Right? You're here to see a fight. That's you're right. Here to see a comeback win. You're here to see those close ones that they don't always go your way. But, you know, in your case, fortunately, a lot of them go your way. But still, it's just one of those things that – it's just a great thing to watch, and you know, I always bring it back to the students, and it's really where it starts. And without them, Kenny doesn't have a job. I'm not sitting here because Casey doesn't have this job, and we just have to be focused, yeah. You know, on them. And so just doing a great job. So
thank you.
Yeah. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I know you've had a very hectic week, but always love chatting with you, and I wish you the best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully we can have you back on now in June, and you can meet that championship trophy can be sitting
we'll
right
set
there.
It right there.
Yeah.
We'll just stare at it.
Perfect. Right. Just 30 minutes of silence, just admiring it.
There you go. That's right. Polishing it. Right?
Exactly.
Wax on. That's right.
Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Inside OSU Podcast. I'm Megan Robinson, my co-host Darren Trum, Coach Gajewski. Guys, can we get a Go Pokes?
Go Pokes. Pokes.